And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
Hey, welcome back to McCabe and Friends. It's 2:28 on a Thursday, and you know what that means. You heard the big boy Sky there and the music, the jingle, as they say in the business. It's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. It's our weekly trip out to the west side, 33rd Avenue and Camelback, and it's blowing up. You can almost see it from the freeway, from I-17 now, as you drive by, blowing up with great academics, unbelievable online classes, and a great Christian atmosphere, but also doing it with outstanding intercollegiate sports, including their women's golf team, and they are coached by the none other than Donnie Powers, who joins us now. Hey, Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
Hey, great, Kevin. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, before I ask you about your women's team, I did my research here. Director of golf at Tucson National from 1984 to 1989, correct? Is this a part of your resume?
That's correct. You did good there.
Now, why I say this, because I lived right across the street, right next to St. Elizabeth and Seton. I lived right by there. How come you and I didn't hang out? Why was I not getting complimentary golf every other day there at National?
Well, they probably wouldn't let you through the guard gate, Kevin, and that's part of the problem right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, here we go. Now, this is how weird and ironic. I actually got married and had my reception at Tucson National today, 21 years ago. How weird is all this coming together?
Well, this is very weird, and congratulations. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you very much. And the show's all about me. The funny thing is, and this you can attest to this, Donnie, because you worked there at Tucson National. We hired the big band for everybody to dance to. They played 4 hours, and nobody danced because we all sat out on the balcony because it was overlooking the golf course. You know it better than anybody. All right, we're talking Grand Canyon University women's golf. Enough about me. What do you think about second place finish at your own little invite here, the Grand Canyon invite, the team finishing a shot off the pace, Ashley Mooney tearing it up. How big is this for this team late in this year, and just how big have they been all year long responding?
Well, I'm very proud of our team, Kevin. Although we finished second by a stroke, and you always wonder where that stroke was.
One stroke.
Yeah,
one stroke.
Which one was it? But what was nice about that particular tournament is we're ranked third behind Tarleton State and Western Washington. We beat both of them in that event, and we're ranked, I think, fifth or sixth nationally.
Wow.
So that's going to help us, and I think for the program being fairly young and being the new coach, I'm just thrilled to be a part of all of it.
It's all coaching. It's forget about the talent.
But you know, it absolutely is.
Donnie Powers, the women's golf coach there at Grand Canyon University, and again, you've won four events this year. You've had several second places, a couple of thirds. How scary good has this team become in such a short period of time?
Well, they've become very good, and I still don't think they've reached their potential.
Wow.
That's the part that I'm excited. If we could just hit on all cylinders, I think we have a chance at a national championship or title.
Love to hear it. All
yeah.
right, I talked about Ashley here just a minute ago. Ashley Mooney, a junior from Florida. She gets her first win, her medalist honors as a low. How much has she matured this year, and how neat is this for her to achieve such a success here late in the year?
Well, it's huge. She's had an injury with her shoulder, so she's really not been capable of playing her best golf because of that injury. She's got a tear in her rotator cuff, and we've been nursing that along all year, and so she did great, and she birdied the last hole on a sudden victory or sudden death, and so she came out on top, and I think it's going to be great timing for us because it's going to help a lot with her confidence being up.
Yeah, you know that, Coach. Donnie Powers there at the Grand Canyon University. And just I'll reiterate this later on. This is Grand Canyon University, gang, women's golf, an opportunity for everybody. Oh, I've heard about ASU. And this is a great opportunity at a unique school and a great atmosphere, and they are putting it at the same kind of level over there. When they win, they enjoy a little bit of success. It validates all the work of those pounding those balls and just sitting out there and putting and putting. You get a little success for that, and that validates all that work?
It does. You know, golf is such a unique sport. As golfers, we spend hours and hours by ourselves hitting balls. It's such a lonely individual sport. And then, for one chance in a brief period of your life, you get to play on a team. And it's interesting to try to get the teammates to understand how important. They never think in terms of half shots, but I'll give you an example of kind of where we are, and I think part of our success. we look at bunker play. We're 30% out of the bunker, but we're 70% from 20 yards in. So I've got my girls out there from 200 yards or 205 yards, and maybe one out of five or six shots, they might hit the green if it's heavily bunkered. So it's really discipline, and that's where I compliment them, is they're disciplined enough, at least a lot of the times. They'll stick back and go, okay, you know what, let's just lay it up to 20 or 30 yards out and play that 70% shot. And the reality of that is a half shot here and a half shot there, if I've got five girls on the course and we save a half shot on four of them, you know, we're looking at one shot or two shots, and you take that over two or three days, and you're looking at six or nine shots, and that's the difference between first and second.
It was this past week. You lost by a shot, and it could have made the difference. Donnie Powers, the women's Antelope golf team. Brittany Penny, I watched her grow up here, a junior at a Centennial High School. She went low this week. How great was that to see?
It was great. She shot 71, and she's got an injury. She's got basically carpal tunnel syndrome or whatever you want to call it in her left wrist, so she's bandaged up from her wrist up to her elbow pretty much. But nonetheless, she's a tough competitor, and what a great accomplished player she is. She's ranked 11th nationally, and it would not surprise me to see her in the top five nationally after we get to our regional championship.
I love hearing the story. I'm gonna have my producer back there at the studio maybe cue up some London Beat music for me, because that's one of my favorite disco bands back from those 70s days when I was at Tucson National. Because you got a little London Beat, you got England, you got a little Scotland. Tell me about the rest of this team, because you've got the international flair coming over from Great Britain.
Well, I tell you what, we have a Ryder Cup competition about every week. it's the Euros versus the Americans. I've got two girls from England and one from Scotland, and they love it. I mean, they like to take on the Americans. So I have to be part of the Americans to round out the team. So it's very competitive.
Oh, that's great to hear. Now, speaking of that, now you've got some players internationally. I know you love to get the cream of the crop here statewide. There's a lot of great golf recruiting-wise, and then I'll ask you about the postseason here coming up. How big is that for you to try, when we spread this word on this show and throughout the Valley and the Southwest and California, that this is not only an option but a destination for a lot of these young, great golfers? You'd love to keep the kids from Southwest and Arizona certainly home here to play?
I would love that, and we're always, you know, I'm new to the program, so it's a learning curve for me as well, Kevin. I'm really enjoying getting to know some of the young talent that's out there, and you know what's interesting to me, I'll brag a little bit, I was an All-American at Arizona State. We had Watson and Kite and Andy North and Lanny Watkins and Johnny Miller on the All-American team. I would say that's pretty salty, but the thing that I've noticed about college golf today is the depth. There's so many good players.
Yep.
And the women's golf has exploded. I just had lunch today with a girl from Canada. She won't graduate for two more years. She's already shooting in mid-70s, and she's eyeballing Grand Canyon because she wants to be a part of what she thinks is going to be a great program in the future. So that's exciting, but I'd like to see the girls locally. They know that they know desert golf. They understand, you know, they know the heat. They'd be great to... So if you're out there, girls, call me. I want you.
We'll do it. Donnie Powers. All right. You're off to Texas. Is it this week? And then fine-tune for the NCAAs. When do you get focused and start heading for postseason now?
Well, we head to Texas Saturday.
We're
going to take on the number one team, Tarleton, on their home course. And then our super regionals, they call it, is May 1st through the 3rd. That's going to be in Amarillo, Texas. And then the NCAA championship is Michigan. I think that's the 12th through the 15th.
Wow! So you got the Texas, the Prairie winds, and some Texas hard ground, and then go up to Michigan, where hopefully it'll be soft from all the greens thawing out up there. Never easy. That's why it's golf, and that's why you have coaches like you and Paul Pertzer over there doing an unbelievable job. Hey, Donnie, I don't know you. We should hang out together. I salute you. Great job over there. Give the girls my best. And let's talk national championship. Let's make that the goal, all right?
Well, let's do that. You know, it all starts from the top, and there's not a better university, in my opinion. I'm so impressed with Grand Canyon and leadership from the people above, all the way down to Keith Baker, the athletic director, and Ruth Ann Baker, the assistant. And the coaches there, by the way, all sports, they're phenomenal. So, hey, it's great to be a part of the team, and better to be a part of your program. Thank you
so much. Donnie Powers, the women's golf coach there at Grand Canyon University. And just another option. Maybe you've got a daughter who's playing golf, and she's playing at a high level. And, you know, you're looking around Division II and Grand Canyon, opportunity to play here at home. And, of course, the Wigwam, they play out on the west side. some of the great courses are their home courses out there. So we wish them, and their men's golf team as well. Matt Pridey, who's delivered over there, Jake Golombieski from Corona del Sol, Richie Kernigas, Red Mountain, delivering from their meds team over there at Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, check them out online, gculopes.com, gculopes.com, Lopes up. Hey, we're headed to break here in just a couple of minutes, and the boys calling all sports. We've got Dan Minucci and Gary Cruz coming up here in just a minute. But I thought it was pretty fascinating watching the Suns game last night, and not the game itself. I wasn't. Watching the NCAA championship game was more exciting than watching the Suns game. But Tom Leander and the broadcast crew over there at My 45, Your 45, they actually put together their all Suns stiff team from over the years. And he took a shot at his buddy Eddie Johnson. I was weak. Eddie Johnson had mad skills coming off the bench. But I did look back at some of the players over the years that I've had a chance to watch with the Suns, the Utah Tabusis. Marcus Banks, who came in here and was well-paid. Casey Jacobson, nice guy. Beautiful girlfriend. Beautiful girlfriend. Earl Clark, DJ Strawberry. But then Sean Marks would be part of this all-stiff team. But I tell you what, you look at some of the centers they've had over the years, and they could make the Hall of Fame of stiff players. Joe Barry Carroll, part of the Phoenix Suns. He was called Joe Barry Careless. Ian Lockhart. They called him June Lockhart. Jake Sokolidis. Jake Boskal had some skills. A shot at my boys at Grand Canyon University. Horacio Llamas and Bayard Forrest. I'm going back in time here, guys. Magic Lampke, Daniel Santiago. So don't take shots at my guy EJ, Eddie Johnson, because he would by no means a stiff. He'd bend his knees. He'd flat out shoot the ball. Long arms. Who'd you, Richie Gray, who you throwing out there?
Mario Bennett.
You know, Mario Bennett, the former Sun Devil great. I can't even list him as a stiff because he was athletic. He played with the Lakers and actually had a little bit of skill. I mean, we're talking guys who, Robin Lopez, if he stands long enough in the key, they'll start growing roots. Sorry, folks. Robin Lopez can't play. We didn't even do our Nash ramblings today. I don't know if we can go. A day without Nash ramblings is like...
Hi, I'm Canadian celebrity Steve Nash. Yeah, that's right.
Why are we doing this? Are we crazy? Maybe.
Why he's playing. 22 minutes, 6 points, 9 dimes. Stevie, thank you so much. It's been fun.
McCabe and Friends will be back after this short break. If you can't wait that long, shoot McCabe an email at McCabe@thefan1060.com.